20th, 1973.
How did he know I'm in the church?
Just fine.
Is it the outside finish?
Your name is Catherine Conrad.
Yeah,
I was. And you were?
I was born in Atascosa County.
Uh-huh. And your name was?
And my name was Catherine. They named me Mary Catherine. But when I went to school, they always called me Katie. So I was meant by the name of Katie. Everybody called me Aunt Katie.
Uh-huh. And your name was Salzman, right?
Salzman was my name. My daddy's name was Frank Salzman. And Mary Monthly was my, Mary Anna was my mother.
Uh-huh.
And we lived down there and we moved up here in 87. And of course that year we didn't go to school, but in 88 and 89, and 90, I went to school. I guess you heard of Alberto Idlewild down there. I went to school, and then in 91, me and my sister, she's older, I had to ride horseback up to Castleville to take instruction.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was in 91.
91. Who was the priest then?
And then you know they went in class. You know, we was there. 25 boys and 27 girls. And they all went up and had to sit in the main aisle with a chair, you know, and had a candle. And I don't know, later, when you went, was that still start? I don't know. And we had to go up there and walk around the altar and with the candle at the offertory. And then later, we had to go up there and receive communion, two by two, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
who was the priest?
The church, I can remember, was just like it's was years ago. The nice big statues, I mean, stations. What become of them? Give them away, huh?
I think so. Okay.
Mrs. August Thunder, and she was old Eddie Bentley's. And then we went to the funeral. Then when we come back from the funeral, my mother went into church and she prayed and prayed and prayed. It was Good Friday, you know. She wanted to go up and kiss the cross and all like that. And I got sick, you know, and I had to go. So I went and up to the wagon to Miss Dallas, you know, that was my, where my mother was raised, was old, old grandma, Bruce. She raised my mother.
Uh-huh.
Her mother died when she was 2 years old, and I got aunt raised her. And I go found the wagon, though.
So your mother was from Castorville.
She was born in Castorville, yeah.
And she was a Gross?
She
was a Von Fleet, huh? Von Fleet.
Yeah, Von Fleet. And had one brother and one sister older, and her brother older, Henry Von Fleet.
Yes,
know.
I've heard of him.
And my mother was the youngest. There was three children. Mexico, she told me. You know, he worked with Santlin.
Yeah, uh-huh. August Santlin.
I tell you, my mother was by my grandmother till she was grown.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandma, she was a midwife. That's the way she, they made their support her. And When she was grown, she went to San Antonio, and worked for these scent ladies, you know, housework. Mm-hmm. And that's where she met my daddy. Mm-hmm. And then they got married, and they lived down in Atascosa County, too, and six children were born down there. Annie was the oldest, and I the second, August and Cecilia, and Henry, and Joseph. And then we moved up, and the next, he was born in September, and the next January we moved up here. And we lived down at, next to the Marion House, till they built a log hut for us.
Where is it? In La Paz now? In La Paz?
Huh?
In La Paz?
The old home that my daddy bought from Branch Masters in a tract of land.
Uh-huh.
It lied between Louis Smith and Pete Conrad track, you know. Uh-huh. It was a vacant track there. It was all the way down across the river. They went into the river, you know, way out.
And get married.
It was a wedding. You know that Ida, you heard of that. Albert Eaton and Ida Kaufman wedding.
Uh-huh.
And he was invited down there with Jokers, you know. And Jack Joker introduced me to him. And then we off and on, you know, and dances at Castorville, you know.
Well, when you got married, did you get married in La Coste or Castorville?
Oh, in Castorville.
In Castorville.
On the 28th of this month was my mother's birthday and our wedding day.
Uh-huh.
And we got married at Castorville, and the crowd went down. It was nice weather. We danced and beer.
And where did you live when you first got married?
You know that, you know where George Youngman lives? Near the Reed, you know, near the Beer Reed.
Oh, yes.
And that was Grandma Conrad's tract of land.
Uh-huh.
And she built a house for us. Louis Foos built it.
Uh-huh.
It was just two rooms and a porch. And then we lived there. And then Grandma Conrad died the year they started the dam up here in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And of course, then they got a chance to sell the land to the irrigation and got a good price for it them days. And to settle with the heirs, there were so many, you know. And then my daddy had bought this from Sebastian Christie's. No, Blasius, and he was a bachelor, and Henry Bonfley, my uncle, came to them, and his wife, and had orders to order to sell it, so my daddy bought this tract, and then my daddy built this house for us.
Oh,
and that's in 13 we moved out here. See, you might know how I felt coming out here with seven little children in the bush.
Children.
Nothing but brush.
And you were pretty, how old were you then?
And my father was only driving a bucket, you know, how to draw it and tear it from down there where that old mesquite tree is. You look out once.
Uh-huh.
And there's the old well. And then had it with drinking water. It was cool, nice, good water. It tastes good.
And you had nine children altogether?
No. Nine children. And well, you know what you think? By Sunday, they'd be all here.
Oh, really?
One of them I hadn't seen in 9 years, Alma. She's a widow too. Her husband died. This way up in Baltimore, Maryland, and one of my sons, Ralph, had to go up his work center east, and he went to see her, and now they're coming.
Oh, that's
good. Oh, how glad. Now it's a dream.
That's good.
That's how we always get up at the time.
sing? Went to church. I don't know if they had anything in the aisle. I believe there was a robe or something when we married, but things lower, and I remember the nuns had the boy. One nun had to carry the boys over there, and a nun right here at the first pillar, you know, she was had a little bench to kneel on and a chair sat on that doing service. I can remember that then. I don't know what priest it was. Was it Father Lenson or got the larger seat in front? Them little benches. I remember that.
And
there was an old colored woman. She always come to church, and she was Catholic. I believe she belonged to Frank Sullivan's. You were in that family. And she also had a little kneeling bench and a chair way at the last pew back there. I can remember that. They auctioned off their bases, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's the way they raised the money for the priest. And that was done until Father Heckman come. And he changed then and assessed the families. The Lord's family, like we just had $12 a year. Holloway. I was afraid of him.
You were.
But some of my, and he was here. I believe Agnes and Frank and Ralph and Alma was christened by him. There was a baby every year. I got a picture of it.
Well,
communion.
Well, that it burned down in 1896.
It was 96.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember what
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we went over there after we paid the priest, you know. Oh, he gave us our picture. You know, we got communion pictures that we, and then we went there, and the whole crowd had the boys had their picture taken, and the girls. We had ours taken on that priest house. That was in 91, on Communion Day. That was the 24th day of May in Iraq.
Yes, he was the chaplain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did you know Father Jerome Lagleader?
Yeah. And then come
Kirk.
Lackladder and then Vespers, and then we brought our dinner along, you know, and we ate back there. That's why I knew about that priest house. And she said, I baked the many cornbread for him. That's what she told me. And I think John, my husband, said, you know, the grandma of Grandpa Conrad's mother, she come over, she must have been a widow, with Pete and Joe, that was our grandpa, and John, and Mrs. Seraphine Meyer. You heard about her, didn't you? She was Grandpa Conrad's sister, and she never had no children, and they lived down across the river, and I tell you, my mother-in-law, you know, she went to the meeting, you know, and she wrote me down, you know. And she even paid for me.
Yeah, my mother paid for me too, and I got married. Okay, what did you all do at the meetings in the old days at St. Anne's?
They were had them in that church. Yeah. They stayed after the Mass.
Did you all say the rosary or something? Or what?
I can't remember. There was a Sister Florence there, and
She was the hillbilly.
The apartment was built in 73.
Uh-huh.
And my husband was born in 73.
Oh.
And when we moved up here in 87, it was built, the convent and the church, and around the convent was a high board fence. You can remember that, can't mm-hmm. you? And that little church, I was told, my uncle, Henry Bronfrey, said he was baptized in that church. He was born in 49.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he said he got kind of old. They come, you know, from across the ocean to us, kind of that way.
Uh-huh.
There were big rocks there.
But it was already torn down.
Somebody told me, Alfred Mango told me, it wasn't there long, not many years.
Church,
they call it St. Joseph's Church. You heard of Father Hook, didn't you?
Father Hook?
Father Hook?
No.
Victor, I mean, Henry Hook.
Oh, Hook. Yes.
Uh-huh. He was my kin.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he lived in that part of the country, too?
Yeah, their land all joined. My grandma was Saltzman. My dad's mother, she gave a tract of land. And then there was a Polish man named Polish. He gave all corners met there, you know.
Uh-huh.
He gave a tract of land. And Caspar Kalker, he gave enough for church and cemetery. I've got lots of kinfolks buried down there. They had ants.
Did you ever see any Indians when you were a girl? Or
no.
Never saw
any? They killed my grandpa.
Which one? Which grandpa?
Yeah, up here. It was the old Hootser place. Mama's older sister got that land.
Which grandpa was this?
Well, he was Von Fleet.
Von Fleet.
Yeah. Did you never read the write-up about Henry Von Fleet?
Yes, I've read something about
yeah.
him.
Uh-huh. Yes, but you know, they just, it was the celebrations, they always had it on the 25th, you
uh-huh.
see, because the priest couldn't come on a Sunday on account of their service. So it always fell on the day, you know, the 25th. And oh, it was a big day. They had the banners out and everything.
Uh-huh. Did they have some kind of a picnic?
They'd go down in the barn later on. We'd bring, you know, dinner. But it was just parish, you know.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like now, you know.
Yeah.
It was just, we had to fry chicken and make pies and I don't know what else.
Did you like today?
Yeah. My brother always took us and we'd go up to Castleville and they noticed they had surprise parties.
Yes, I read that in the paper, always surprise parties.
And coming, every time he had a birthday, he rounded up so them old Kellers,
yeah.
I think they were Louis Keller's son, could play, and they had a dance there. I remember that. We'd go over there. Canned water,
I don't believe you told me how old you were. How old are you?
I was 95 last 27th of April. Now it's going towards April again, and then I'll be 96.
Okay, you knew you were the oldest living woman in our parish, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what the priest tells me. He wants me to come up and the dedication
yes.
at the church.
Uh-huh, yes.
Took this picture, got it at the priest. I took it down on my horse.
You rode the horse to Castro?
I rode the horse and carried the picture down the way beyond La Costa.
You rode the horses all the way from La Costa to Castroville, huh?
Yes. I guess you heard of Annie Gilbert killing herself.
Huh?
No. Then she said it's that big, they called it Rance Hotel. That, there was Thompson's, Dennis, or both the Conrads, on that street, you know. And I don't know, there was some man at the post went to see her or what, and she must have got messed up, and when she wanted to run off, this Annie and Pete Reen was the, had a stage, carried the passengers from La Costa and the mail, and he was told to stop her. So she come back, and maybe she was pregnant or she was, I don't know what happened. But anyhow, she hung herself upstairs up there. And Jim Gilbert, he ran off with a woman, Penny Woman. And school children and the priest and banners, and they'd go down to the bridge, you know. He'd come across, and then they'd walk from there up to the priest house.
Wonderful
place. Ration pills, and you know, I got gallbladder trouble. I have to be careful what I eat. I don't eat no green vegetables, but all kind of cooked vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
And even had sauerkraut.
How about turnip salad? I thought y'all made turnip salad.
But no fat, you know. I eat bacon, you know, with my morning. I like crisp fried bacon, you know. And
you eat pretty good then for 95, huh?
But
yes,
I can sleep good, you know. My only trouble is the doctor says it's fluid. I've got to get up so many times at night.
The Medina flood.
We went down and come way up in our land, up well to the Medina bluff.
What year was that?
In 1916, day of July.
1916?
In 1900.
Oh, 1900.
July the 16th.
Oh.
You know, Mrs. Hap, Willie Hitzfelder told me, you know, they lived down there, the old Harvard place was below, next to the old since my house.
Yeah.
I believe Harvard lives there now, one of her brothers. And she said they wanted to go bathing that day, and it happened to be her birthday, and then her mother said, oh, you can't go yet. I got bread to bake first. And in that time, the flood came.
And how much did it flood? How high did it get?
Oh, it come way up. We had a little field down in the bottom, and had cane, and we had got somebody to rake it for us, and I hadn't shotgun yet. And it come and took all that feed, and well, it come in at the lower end. And my husband said he'd hitched up the news, and they took bread east and bedding and went up on the cross here.
It's
the same benches coming back.
Yes, they're going to use the same, they're redoing them. They're leaving the church pretty much like it was. It's going to look the same, only they're just...
Never can ever get hold of old stations, them big stations.
No, I don't think so.
Why didn't he give them away?
I don't know.
I guess an old sheriff bought this little stuff or what.
Do you remember when the pulpit was put into the church?
When they took it out,
when they put it in.
It was there when I come, first time I went to church, it was there.
It was there already then?
Yeah.
Okay, can you remember when they put a new steeple on the church? The new steeple. You remember
that? Oh, yeah. We was married, it was must have been 8.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, by Joe Conrad, my husband's brother. Joe, you know.
Uh-huh.
A young Joe, he had hauling for it. They was in there a long time. I used to read one where I used to sit was Sharp. Mm-hmm. Sharp and somebody else.
They weren't put in there in 1907?
They were?
Or was it before that?
I don't know. I couldn't tell what year it was.
Uh-huh. I read somebody.
He was insane. And he'd go up to St. Joseph's Order and he genuflect and roll. And I asked somebody, I said, who is that? And they said, oh, the Esser. She called him Esser. And finally they took him off or something. Didn't let allow him to come around there no more in church, messing with church. I remember that. Communion in 91, and then we was to go in 92, and Teresa, I know, John's sister, you know, but Mad Edmund Kelly, you know, she went, and two girls and the bishop was to come, and it was to be confirmed
right
on a communion day, and we had it in ready. But Andrew Smith, he was favorite, of course, to, I believe he built that place where Maggie lives, you know, uh-huh. That kind of hotel, had no children, married a Sutner, you know. And Father Brooklyn had a racket. And he was left and said something to the bishop, anyhow, no bishop come. So we had to wait until August, 25th of August. Then we finally was confirmed.
And what year was that?
Yeah.
What year?
That was then, 92 then.
92. You were always confirmed the year after you made the solemn communion, right? Usually.
Yeah. They was to go come on communion day, yes, the bishop, when in communion day, and then they had a wreck, and then he first come on August, 25th of August.
Oh.
Son Joe Mayer and Mrs. Augustine Hood, who was a daughter, and Mrs. Magdalene.
Uh-huh. And you stayed with them?
Mrs. Seuss mother, you know.
You stayed with them a week?
Huh?
You stayed with them a week? Just a week you stayed with them?
And we stayed with that old grandma there. Because we had to study and he'd go to confession, you know, uh-huh. Had to be at Castle, we couldn't come all the way from the farm.
Uh-huh, every day.
Yeah. And then later, our stopping place was this Grandma Hope, you know. We drive the team in there. Of course, we'd bring our dinner along.
Uh-huh.
But we drive the team in there, and Mrs. what was her name? Gast, I believe, was her name, and she married a man by name Howard, Ed Howard, I believe, and he was deep age in at Lacoste, and she'd go to Castlewood, you know, she was Castlewood, her people lived up there. And she come with that buggy and our mule shied, and we had a runaway up to McKinley. I felt like I was in the back, or she was sitting on a little something, mom and pop in the seat. I felt like going to a Catholic school, high school. And I hope it's Circle, you know, my brother-in-law, you know, Aunt Jane's husband. Uh-huh. He's made a remark about it, and then in the service he brought it up, and we name it St. Hubert, and old Hubert, he grabbed his hat and went out and said, that's there where Sharp lives
yes,
now.
And they owned that for about 15 years, they said.
Uh-huh.
About 15 years the parish owned that, from about 1920 to 35.
Yeah. And my husband and Emil Bentley up here and Emil Beery, they had to go around and collect for, you know, for that building.
Uh-huh.